What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I want to apologize to all the Positive Truth listeners. I was jingling my keys last time we were recording, and you can hear it in the episode. I was so excited to talk about my stories, I had to fidget.
I didn't even notice, JP.
So, there will be less fidgeting in this episode, at least with jiggling keys.
For sure.
We got 9 positive news stories. Tim, do you want me to start or do you want to start?
No, you go ahead and start, JP.
All right. Have you ever heard of the Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Yes, sir.
Well, for the first time ever, they're going to allow a gay veterans group to walk in it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was voted 11-0 that they basically to make sure by the parade organizers to make sure they showed up. At first, they weren't going to let it happen, but they volunteered like everyone else did. They will be treated with respect and dignity at this parade.
That's what's up.
Absolutely, man.
Always step forwards. Love hearing that on The Positive Truth.
What do you got, man?
Man, my first one is some brothers use a website to borrow puppies that help their grandma with Alzheimer's. So basically, these brothers, Richard and Martin Dawson, they look after their grandmother who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 5 years ago. The lady's name is Nan. She's 95 years old. She gets very, very upset when she experiences pain and confusion, one of the brothers said. And basically, they have no idea what to do. And they noticed the only time she really got happy was whenever she was around their nephew, who visited them once a month from London. So they decided, they put their minds together, they decided, you know what, let's get her a puppy. And then they thought about it for about a week, and they were like, you know what, she has Alzheimer's. We can barely take care of her by herself. How can we take care of a puppy as well? And then they came along this website. This website's called borrowmydoggy.com. Basically, it connects people looking for a puppy but can't take care of it. It's basically somebody that lives near you brings their puppy over, and you get to play with it for an X amount of time, and then the puppy goes home. So they decided to do it. They took some pictures of their grandmother playing with the puppy, and their grandmother that's always angry, always confused, just not feeling well because of what she has, is happy. She's smiling. The puppy's jumping on her. And the whole time, there's about 2 or 3 pictures, and she's just smiling the whole entire time. It's definitely a beautiful picture. And basically, since they took those pictures, they posted it to Twitter, and they've been receiving people all over the world, you know, who are excited for their grandmother, and they're excited to try out this website. And, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. The website, again, is called borrowmydoggy.com. I thought it was pretty cool to see these pictures that they did post, which I'll post to the Facebook if you guys do want to check it out, at the Positive Truth Podcast. I just like the pictures. The pictures is really what sold me on this story, if you guys really would want to check it out so you guys can get a visual of what this puppy did for her. So shout out to those young men taking care of their grandmother.
That's a great website. You should do that with Captain, sure. Tim.
Man, Captain would love to do that. He needs a part-time job or something because, man.
Too much energy?
All the time. It doesn't matter what time it is.
I like that website. I really like that story, man.
Awesome. What else you got for us, JP?
I got a story of a Tulsa man from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yay.
That was the most tired yay I've ever heard, Tim.
Man, we've been through a lot today, JP.
He returned an OKC man his wallet. So he was a local Navy veteran. He works at the valet at the Cold Court Hotel in downtown Oklahoma City. He's 25 years old and basically lost his wallet in a car when he was valeting. It fell in like the crack like a month ago. And the person that got his car didn't even notice until like he slipped his keys down there. And he's like, oh, what is this? Is this a wallet? And he saw the name, saw where he worked, and he saw that he was a veteran. And trying to get the name, Basically, it was a Tulsa computer network engineer called Mike Rogers. He was like, he's a veteran, lost his wallet. It's been in here for a month. So he was like, you know what? Since he's a veteran like Roger's father was, we're gonna basically raise $1,000 in just 3 days. They raised $1,000 to give to the person that lost his wallet. Drove back to OKC, gave him his wallet back, gave him $1,000 for being a veteran, supporting his veterans, appreciating what he did. The veteran, his name is Colton Dilligan. I probably ruined that name, but hey, I'm ruining everyone's name.
You're getting better, JP, for sure.
He was like, I don't even need the money, so they donated that money to charity. I just think it's an all-around heartwarming story. Someone that went the extra mile, just, you could have just given him his wallet back and that would have been an uplifting story. But no, we got to raise $1,000 to show support for his service. Give that to him. He's like, I don't even need this. Let's give it to someone else who needs it for charity. Just thought it was a great story happened right here in Oklahoma City.
That's so awesome. Positivity on top of positivity on top of positivity.
Absolutely. That's what we're trying to bring here at The Positive Truth, man.
For sure. And hearing all that positivity makes me happy. And you know what else makes me happy?
Dogs running food.
You got the first part. Dogs running, which happens to be like watching a nature documentary. Okay. I tried to link that up so bad. I reached for the stars, man. The University of California, Berkeley has found that watching nature documentaries significantly boosts our happiness and reduces stress and anxiety. I think that's freaking awesome. But basically, in a global project, these researchers used cutting-edge facial mapping technology on 7,500 participants from a broad range of nationalities, including the US, UK, Singapore, India, South Africa, and Australia. They did all kind of research. They realized people that did not watch, they put a bunch of people in a room, people that did not watch these documentaries were definitely way more stressed out. They were way nervous. They were anxious. They were tired. It just wasn't a good vibe, basically, in that room. And then in the next room were the people that were watching the nature documentaries were a lot happier, a lot more relaxed, handling things differently. They were curious in a joyful way, is what one of the scientists said. And I think that's pretty cool, the fact that something so basic that it's on, you know, any YouTube channel pretty much that on animals, you can easily Google bears dancing and you can find some bears dancing on Google right now. And I think that's pretty awesome that it's going to make you feel better just by doing something so simple. It can change your whole day around.
Well, so Tim, what's your favorite nature documentary?
Man, I really don't know. I definitely don't want to say I like watching cats or anything like that, like on YouTube, but nature documentary wise, I have no clue, man. I watch pretty much anything about animals. I like to learn about animals. I've been really watching, I think it's called like Planet Earth 2 or something like that. I've really been watching that quite a bit lately, and it's like been showing me new species I've never seen before.
Nice. You said you like watching cat videos on YouTube?
No, I say I don't want to say that because I definitely don't watch cat videos.
What's wrong with watching cat videos on YouTube?
Man, I'm such a dog guy. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with cats.
Well, fair enough. I just think nature documentaries and like space documentaries are some of the coolest, most relaxing things. You always learn something. It's always amazing. It makes you want to travel. Makes you more adventurous. It definitely calms you down. So I concur with this study.
Awesome.
You know what does tire you down?
What's that?
Being a new parent.
Man, I'm nervous. Let's continue. Let's listen, Tim.
So the Indian government in India passed a bill for paid maternity leave for 6 months. This basically the whole country of India, it's not been mandatory that women get paid maternity leave. And it just now happened. So it's about time. But hey, small steps forward, man.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Man, well, my next story, it actually comes from Utah. A high school in Salt Lake City is giving homeless students something to ease the obstacles of daily life, a peaceful place to shower and clean their clothes. Basically, there's about 50 to 100 students at this specific high school that are homeless. They're either homeless or they don't have a shower or a washing machine that they can use on a daily basis. It's really tough on these kids because a lot of them are embarrassed to, you know, tell their peers or, hey, can I take a shower at your house? Or, hey, can I wash my clothes over here? Because they don't want them to know their financial background or where they're at financially, period. And it's understandable. I mean, JP, you remember being in high school. You don't want everybody knowing your business. Even now, as an adult, I know you don't want everybody knowing your business. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So if you're struggling, it's kind of hard to open up and ask for help. So this high school made it as easy as they possibly can. They now provide 2 new washrooms, complete with a shower, a washing machine, and a dryer the students can use before school, during school, and after school. So pretty much anytime that somebody's in the building, you're allowed to use these rooms. They basically made the rooms because they understand there's a lot of students in that school that don't have access to those basic things we have here in the United States. And he wants to show that if I can add this rooms, maybe you guys can come to class more often. And if you come to class more often, that gives you a more of an opportunity to succeed in life. And I think that was super awesome. I think that's awesome that the principal approved it, the fact that the principal's backing it up, because it starts with him in that building. So shout out to him, shout out to the high school, and keep doing your thing.
That just shows that education is much more than just like standardized testing, just English, math, history, any of that. Education is about empathy, learning caring for others, critical thinking, and it's about human beings. Like, kids go through a lot of emotions at that age, and doing whatever you can to help creates just a healthier learning environment is going to be so much better for that school. So I'm 100% behind this as well.
Awesome. What else you got for us, JP?
So I have a video of basically a dad talking to his son about bullying. His son he's 9 years old, grew out his hair to donate, but he's been getting made fun of because, you know, it's like, oh, you look like a girl. So his dad put on a video, put it online, put it on Facebook. It's like, well, why? How does this make you feel? Like, people make fun of me because I have tattoos. That's what the father said. It's like, how does that make you feel? Like, he basically hyped the son up. But the great thing about it is the Facebook post, all of the comments were like all positive things about what the kid has done, all uplifting, like, keep doing your thing, keep donating your hair. And the flood of positive comments made his son feel so much better about what he was doing, growing out his hair to, you know, donate it, and just put a big smile on his face. And it showed, like, there are always going to be some people that are always going to try to pick on me, but we did a bullying episode. It's going to come out in like a month. It's just like that positive reinforcement, adults, people telling me, like, hey, you don't have to fight the bullying. Like, you're doing the right thing. Be confident in yourself. That support just totally turned his, like, face around. He's totally for it. It made him totally happy. I just thought it was a good story.
Man, that is an awesome story. Like, that's really, really cool. Like, a story that kind of has to go with it. This is actually pretty cool because this actually happened today. Well, you know, for you guys, I guess it happened yesterday. Basically, I was at work, and my wife works with me as well at Golden Crow, you know, in the mornings and stuff on the weekend. And there's this little boy that comes in every single day, and he sits with his dad, and my wife usually serves him. And he's always like, hey, Miss Edna, how are you? You know, how was your weekend? And he's little, about, I think he's 7 years old, might turn eight. I think he turns eight pretty soon or something like that. But he has long hair, long ponytail. And, you know, my wife's, you know, really into giving back, and she actually wanted to donate her hair at one point in time, and she ended up dying and realized she couldn't donate it after that. But she talked to the boy about donating his hair, and he bought into it really quick, you know. And this was weeks ago, and like maybe 6 weeks ago or so. And long story short, she ends up giving him this paper that she printed out. And it's, you know, what to do, how to donate your hair and stuff. And he was reading the paperwork and he was like, I really want to do it, you know, telling his dad. And he was like, all right, you know, we can do it. If you want to, we can. He's like, no, I really want to do it. There's a lot of people out there that can't grow their hair and I can grow mine easily. And like, it just, it made me smile really big. This was earlier today. This is a child, you know, it was one of the first things I saw today at work, you know. And it just goes to show, you know, we don't need to bully kids like that. We need to give words of encouragement to kids like that, because, you know, those are, that's the future right there. And I'm so happy that he has a dad in his life to, you know, show him, you know, to upload a video like that and show him those positive comments to help him out, because that's what we need. We need positive reinforcement to our youth right now. We really need to spread that.
Absolutely, man. That happened today. That wasn't even part of this podcast. I like that.
I know, man. I promise you, I was going to talk about it, but I was like, no, I'm not even going to bring it up. You know, that was a pretty cool moment, but the fact that you brought that up, I was like, I have to now. It's meant to be.
Nice. I want you to get to your last positive news story, because I have something to follow it up to think you'll like.
All right, cool. Well, my last positive news story actually hits me personally once again. I coach at U.S. Grant High School in Oklahoma City. And I had the opportunity to have a meeting with my athletic director not too long ago about what I might need for my program to help it become successful. After our conversation, we both walked away. I walked away happy. You know, he heard me for the first time, I felt like, since I've been a coach in the district. And it was cool to have a one-on-one conversation about my individual program. That being said, I get an email, you know, about a week later, and it's a family and that's from another city that wanted to know what I might need for my program to help it succeed. And last year I had a state qualifier in the high jump. She was a junior, so this year she's a senior. She qualified for state. We didn't have a high jump, so the only time she practiced was literally on the day we had meets. So,
and she was still succeeding?
Man, she jumped. She didn't start doing it. On top of that, I didn't let her do it until I think it was All City. So All City was probably like our fourth meet of the year. That means we only had three more meets and then regionals. So we had four more meets basically left in the year. So she started practicing midway through last year. And every time she jumped, it was like top five, top three. She won a meet, top three. And then we get to regionals with no practice. The only time she was practicing was when she was competing, literally. So we get to regionals. I'm thinking, hey, just jump, you know, do what you can, be an athlete. You know, it is what it is. You know, we're having a good time. I have a good relationship with her. I was just happy she was out there competing. Next thing you know, girls weren't making their heights. She was still jumping high over them, you know? And all of a sudden, there's only two girls left. It's like her and another girl from, you know, another school or whatever. And she almost beats that girl. They actually tied for height. She just, the girl that beat her by jumps. She jumped less than my girl did. That being said, she placed second at regionals, goes to state, and she was one jump away from placing at state, from getting a state medal with no practice. She jumped 4'10" at state, which was awesome, you know, but really, really awesome. And long story short,
awesome is an understatement. How many people you know can jump over a 4'10" bar?
Man, you know what? Me and her
with no were going practice.
At it. Exactly. We were going at it, and I'm, you know, I can jump pretty high, JP, and I had to stop at 4'10". I was like, I'm not going any higher than this. She did this at practice on top of that the other day, because we just got a high jump pit donated to us. Just from that family there, we asked, I told them a high jump pit is what we need. I think this would help this girl bring home a state medal. I'm telling you, within 2 weeks of me sending that email, they emailed me and said, hey, we found a high jump pit that's, we can get over there in a few days. And this was 5 days later. High jump pit got there on Tuesday. This past Wednesday, we're talking last week, is when this happened. We get the high jump pit cleaned and everything, because it was a little dirty. Had looked like it was stored outside, which is perfectly fine. It took us, I think, 10 minutes to clean it up. We cleaned it up, put it together, and we were like, all right, you know, let's mess around on it. Let's see if anybody wants to jump. And of course, the girl that qualified for state last year, she was like, yeah, of course. You know, she jumped a couple times. I tried to coach her up as much as I know, because I don't know everything about the high jump, let alone anything, but I tried to coach it up as best as I can. And she jumped 4'10" at state. If she would have jumped 5 foot, she would have placed, I think, fourth. So she ended up jumping 4 foot, or she started off at 4'6", cleared it easy, 4'8", cleared it the first time she tried it, 4'10", cleared it the first time she tried it. That's what she jumped at state. So now she got the 5 foot. 5 foot, that's a state medal last year at the state meet, literally a year ago. She jumps 5 foot on the second try, and she had room to clear. She could have probably jumped 5'4", 5'6", easily. I mean, it was literally, she was jumping on it for 30, maybe 30 minutes, and she jumped higher than she did all of the year of last year. I mean, it made such a big difference with her being able to practice on it for 30 minutes. It meant the world to me that somebody else decided, hey, I see what's going on over here at U.S. Grant High School. I see positivity coming from this program. I see the program growing. I want to help out with that. And we haven't even competed in a meet yet, JP. And the way that our team is feeling just by her jumping 5 foot changed the whole entire culture to our program. I mean, they're talking about not just competing better, but they're talking about giving back to their community. They're talking about going, hey, we should have the kids from the middle school come up here and jump, and we can throw a camp and do all kind of, you know, it's just that everybody wants to give back because somebody started off and gave us something. And I thought it was just so beautiful to witness all of that at once, especially from my perspective as a coach, because, man, it's just so beautiful to see people giving back and then and motivating these young men and young women to want to give back as well. It's so, so beautiful, man. It's a cool little circle.
Man, absolutely. I got nothing to add. That's the best thing ever. That just shows the power of doing one good deed. You doing one good deed can make so many other people want to do good deeds as well.
For sure, man.
So we should have ended with that story, but basically, I have a story about an anonymous donor that's giving $1 million to the New York Times for school subscriptions. Basically, he donated $1 million to make sure that students in the United States, it's called Sponsor a Subscription Program, and it's basically gaining access to digital New York Times posts for basically 1.3 million students in the United States. And it's just anonymous donor, just like, hey, more people need to read the New York Times, it's a great news source. I mean, some people don't like it, but just the idea of like, hey, I'm gonna anonymously, I don't want any benefit from this, give $1 million to a sponsor, this a subscription program to make sure our children in America have access to a good quality newspaper every single day they go to school. Which just kind of like you were getting the high gym donated.
Exactly. It's so awesome how like to some people giving back is like a lot, but you're going to what somebody else gets in return and then what you start, it's so much more than that. It's so much more than something that's a materialistic thing, man. We have to continue giving back. It starts that domino effect, man. It's awesome.
Now, let's just think about it. $1 million is going to help 1.3 million students in the United States, help them read, help them be more informed, help them be a better society in the long run. I can't think of a better way to use $1 million.
Man, either could I. That's why I'm in shock of it.
So that's just another great uplifting news story. We're out today, but I like today's, man, even though you're about to fall asleep, Tim.
Man, I'm sorry for the low energy. We've been busy today, JP, man. You know it.
We need food.
Man, you ain't lying.
We also need that uplifting positive news. And, you know, that's what we're going to keep on bringing to everyone, a world of less fear, less hate, and more unity. That's what these positive stories are all about. We're going to hope these stories encourage you to do more good in your life and lower the fear and hate in your life as well. Tim, where can they find us at?
You guys can find us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, or on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Tim, you got a positive quote?
I do not have a positive quote, sir.
I got you, man.
Yes.
It's more of a... I have two positive quotes, but they're rap lyrics that I was listening to earlier. So I'm just going to say them both. First one is, you don't have to give me lit. I got my own light. If you don't know that, I mean, getting lit means, you know, you're going to turn up getting drunk. So I realized that one probably missed. So the second one is, if the truth is told, the youth can grow and learn to survive until they gain control. I always just like that Nas verse because it's so true.
Man, it's so true.
And we just talked about two positive stories of people donating to our schools. So, hey, I thought it fit.
100, man.
Tim, go get some food and get some sleep. We'll be back on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.